Well, some big news this week in the Pacific Northwest. Two historic agreements signed at the mouth of a river in Northern California involving the possible removal of four dams on the Klamath River, which runs through Southern Oregon and Northern California. The Klamath dams have been the subject of years of controversy over land and water rights and environmental concerns over salmon. Oregon's governor was at the signing, so was California's governor, Jerry Brown.
We're starting to get it right after so many years of getting it wrong. What a beautiful day.
Reporter Jess Burns of Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting was also at the signing. She is with us from Ashland in Southern Oregon. Jess, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Well, first of all, what will these agreements do?
Well, the first agreement, the one that's getting the most attention, is all about removing these four hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River. Three of those are in California, and one of them's in Southern Oregon. Specifically, it sets up these financial safeguards for the dam's owner. That's Pacific Corp. It's a utility, making it cost effective to remove these dams, basically. And when that happens, that'll open up about 300-400 miles of like historic habitat for salmon in the Klamath. And that's a big step towards, species recovery there. The second part is for the farmers in the region who, are afraid they're going to be left behind by this whole thing. And what it does is it shields them from the kind of the costs associated with bringing those salmon back to the river once the dams come out. And that's stuff like fish screening to keep the fish in the main stem, not in the irrigation channels. And it's just a little bit of financial guarantees for them moving forward.
And here on the East Coast, this is maybe a story that people haven't heard very much about or even anywhere outside of California and Oregon. But where you are, this has been a very big deal for a very long time. Why?
Oh, man, this is a huge salmon fishery on the West Coast. It's one of the largest here. And if this goes through, it'll be the largest dam removal project in history. And basically for the past 15 years, there or even longer, there's just been what we've been calling water wars in the Klamath Basin. And basically the farmers want the water, the fish need the water, and they've just been at loggerheads about how to go about this. And so there was this huge negotiating process, lasted for a decade. They came to an agreement. It was a historic agreement. Everybody was getting something. Everybody was giving up a little bit. And it needed congressional authorization, and that just didn't come. At the end of last year, it totally looked like it was falling apart. Everybody walked away. But little did we know, kind of in the background, there were some forces at work that have brought these two new agreements to the table, and it gets us at least part of the way back to where we were at the end of last year.
And the U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell was there at the signing and weighed in. Here she is.
There's a tremendous amount of science that has been promulgated around the Klamath and the dam removal there, and you've got an economic situation where it is not economic for Pacific Corp to go forward and relicense these dams and do the improvements that would be necessary under the current process. So all of those things come together to give me good confidence that this is a legitimate path forward.
At Pacific Corp, by the way, the utility company that owns the dams, Jess, do these agreements guarantee that the dams will be removed?
You know, it doesn't. These agreements do not equal dam removal. That decision comes with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Basically, federal energy regulators can make that decision. And what Secretary Jewell was referring to there was the question of whether or not the agreement that was signed yesterday, basically creating a united front going forward, is enough to convince those energy regulators to take it out. She feels pretty confident that it is, but I'm sure that the energy regulator is going to be hearing from people who are opposed to dam removal as well in this whole process. So, you know, it's probably 5 years in the future is when we'll know whether these dams are really coming out or not.
All right, and I'm sure you will let us know. Jess Burns, reporter
yep.
with the public media reporting project EarthFix, joining us from Ashland, Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you.